Most of us here present have come to St. Peter's being able to hear each other, have conversations and join in with the prayers. Having the ability to hear the world around us is something that we can take for granted. On YouTube, there are a number of recordings of people hearing for the first time. In most cases, it is quite a dramatic and emotional experience. Joanne Milne had that experience back in 2014. She did not have the ability to hear since birth. As a young adult, she had a medical procedure to give her the ability to hear. And the YouTube recording shows those moments when the hearing device was activated. You could sense her excitement as the young lady hears for the first time. She is in tears. She appears to have goosebumps from the experience. Turns red. There's a mixture of sensations occurring. Her tears are that of joy as she hears the voice of another person for the first time. And she would later describe the experience as beyond her imagination. She did anticipate what it would be like, but referred to being naive as to what did happen. Being able to hear opened a whole new world for Joanne Milne. Our readings today are about being able to hear the Word of God and the whole new world of life that is opened up. Our first reading from the prophet Isaiah is a message of hope for new life. It's a complex time for the people of Israel. This part of Isaiah's message was during the fall or the decline of the northern kingdom and the years following. So the northern kingdom being Israel. There are signs in Isaiah's message that the southern kingdom, Judah, is following a similar path at this time. Isaiah's writings is speaking of the redemption of all of God's chosen people while being directed to the southern kingdom, Judah. Isaiah's overall message is a warning for the southern kingdom, Judah, to remain faithful to the all-holy and all-powerful God of Israel. A main theme in this section of Isaiah is criticism of the people of Judah for not caring for the vulnerable of society. At this stage in Isaiah's writings, the collapse of Judah, while it has not happened, it seems inevitable, as the people have not lived up to the covenant. At the same time, though, there remains hope. In our passage, the prophet states that God will restore God's people. It will be so complete a restoration that the blind will see, the deaf will hear. Those who cannot speak will not only be able to speak, but they will sing. And the lame will not only be able to walk, but will leap like deer. New life will come forth from the burning sands of the wilderness. Such is the power and love of the God of Israel. The love of God comes to its fullest with the coming of Christ Jesus into our world. Our gospel passage tells of Jesus on the move, taking a circuitous route through the region east and south of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus is moving about into Gentile territory. The man brought forward to Jesus is seen to have a serious deficiency. For God's chosen people, hearing the word of God is of vital importance. The preeminent prayer from Moses begins with, "Hear, O Israel." And that is the main prayer for the people of Israel to this day. It begins with those words. Thus, the man not being able to hear was seen as an impediment in his relationship with God. He was perceived as being outside of God's love. And that's a wrong understanding, but nonetheless, it was the general thinking of the time. Yet Jesus overcomes this with giving of himself through his touch and with his word to allow the man to hear and have the ability to speak and to do so instantly. At times in Mark's gospel, Jesus instructs the people to not tell others the miracle that has taken place. And there is some debate, has been through the ages, as to why Jesus does this. I think most scholars believe that Jesus does this because the people will focus on Jesus, the miracle worker, and miss the deeper meaning of what Jesus is doing. It will take Jesus' death and resurrection and the coming of the Holy Spirit for the people to realize what Jesus of Nazareth is doing. In healing the man, Jesus is revealing the signs of God's kingdom, the loving relationship God is extending to all of us. Our passage from James' letter speaks to our responsibilities within this relationship. We are to live in the light of God's kingdom as revealed in Christ Jesus. And this means treating others equally in this world, regardless of their status. James actually develops this further in saying God, in effect, favors the poor. James will state a few verses after our passage that while faith in Christ Jesus is very important, it is dead unless it is accompanied by actions that reflect this faith. Christ Jesus is the ultimate witness of how we are to live in relationship with God and with each other. Jesus healed the man we hear about in our gospel passage, opening the way for the man to hear the word of God, to proclaim that word, and to live the word. May we be open to Christ's opening of our ears and hearts, opening us to the world of God's love.